Hello, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. Doing good, ma'am.
Hi, good. I'm happy to hear that. Asked us to call you. Did he tell you that we would be calling?
Emerson.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, he referred you to us, and I understand that you have a landscaping business. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then where are you located? I mean, I know you're in Hawaii, but what island and where do you service and all that?
Oahu, ma'am.
Okay, you're on Oahu. That's good. And then how far do you typically go for a new client? Do you go all across the island or only to a certain side? What's your thoughts there?
All over Oahu.
Okay.
Except the south side.
Okay, not
south. Oh, north side. Except north side, I should say.
North side, okay.
Yeah, like the one, like North Shore, Haleiwa, like the kind of stuff.
Okay, so that's the areas that you would avoid, but anywhere else on the island you would go, right?
Too far from me, like an hour travel.
Oh, are you closer to Honolulu then, or?
Yes.
I see.
So
yeah, that's.
I can start like Kailua, Kanyuhe, Honolulu side, Pearl City side, Ewa, Kapolei, like this kind of stuff, as long as
mm-hmm.
not north side.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good areas. And, you know, I don't blame you for not wanting to drive to the other side of the island, because I remember years and years ago, you'd go to Oahu and you could drive across the island, no problem. But now there's so much traffic and it's gotten very congested there.
I know.
Yeah, it didn't used to be that way. But yeah, I would stay in that area that you described to me too. Now, tell me
mm-hmm.
about your business, Jeff. How long have you had that business?
I started 2016. I think it's going to be my 7 years now. I stay in El Tudo.
Okay, that's good. You have a good, you know, 7 years under your belt. That's excellent. And then do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that set up yet?
Website, I just think, yeah, I don't have a website for now.
Okay. Well, we
Yelp.
Can help you.
I only have Yelp.
You have Yelp. Okay.
Yeah.
How does Yelp work for you?
Good, ma'am. That's the one, like, feeding me. Worked.
Ah, I love that. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what. Emerson was great to refer you to us, because if you're doing good with a Yelp listing, you're going to do absolutely phenomenal with a program like this, because what we'll do is we'll optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. And that's where
mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. So the nice thing about
mm-hmm.
this is, since you're over 5 years in business, I can put you into our legacy rate pricing. And it's also the same package that Emerson has. It's a 50% discounted rate, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes
mm-hmm.
with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that would include for you would be not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Yep. That happens to be a different search result altogether. So once we program JBL Landscaping Services into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, the reason I asked you about a business Facebook, and I found your business Facebook while I was talking to you. I also found your Yelp listing. You did a great job on both of them because there's a lot of pictures and examples of your work. You have a nice logo displayed. So all of that we can showcase for you on Google, so that way a potential client will have a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you, okay? And then we'll also run Facebook ads for you. So you know how when you do a search online, pretty much next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that exact thing popping up?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, we'll make sure that next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to give you even, you know, more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability, you know, to see the new clients that you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And then the reason I asked you about a website, Jeff, is we also build Google compliant websites here. Now, we charge an additional, what was that?
Expensive ranking website.
Yes, we charge 400 extra to put them together, but what I'm thinking is since you're a referral from Emerson, I can explain that and see if there's any way that they would allow me to include the website at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So in order to do that, what I would have to do is send out a request, and of course I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for $398 out the door, and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that, you know, it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, right?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely love this program, Jeff. So I'm going to send the request out, and then while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So is your last name Luzong or Luzong?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Did I pronounce it okay?
Yes.
I did. Okay, good. Yeah, you know, my husband's Samoan, so sometimes I'm used to those tricky names.
Yeah.
With all the vowels in them.
Uh-huh.
So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
generalservices@jblcompanyllc.com.
So it's generalservices@jblcompanyllc.com?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Correct? Okay. Now, is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes, 808-457-5391.
Excellent. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Just this number, ma'am.
Okay. And do you own that domain, Jeff, jblcompanyllc.com?
Yes, ma'am. I pay that for every month, too.
Good. Okay. So once I get the website approved, if you want us to build our website on that domain, we can do it. All you have to do is give the technician the credentials. if you want them to see if, you know, jblandscapingservices.com is available, or if you want them to look for a different domain, I can have them do that for you also. What do you think would work better?
No, because the one we do, ma'am, is not only like landscaping. That's why I included the general services. But since when we did the domain, when I trying to buy it, some other domains, like, they got them already. So the only choices that I have before is the JBL, general services at jblcompanyllc.com. So that's why I took that. But if you get, like, a shorter one, which at least, like, covered the general services, then it's okay with me too.
Okay, so I'm not talking about the email where it says general services, but I'm talking about the back end of it, the jblcompanyllc.com. Would you like us to build the website on that, jblcompanyllc.com, or do you want us to find a different web address? Either way, if I get it included, it's not going to cost you extra. It's just a preference.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the JBL. Oh, you cannot include the JBL General Services. com cannot. The General Services,
well,
cannot.
Well, that's General Services at jblcompanyllc.com. That's an email. So you know how when you go to a website, it's just like www.amazon.com. And then if you want to email Amazon, you would go to services@amazon.com and send the email. But when you have the website, it just takes you to the website. So you don't need that general services on there when we build the website. You see what I mean? Because we're going to put on the website all of the services you provide. So if you're doing more than just landscaping, my technician is going to call you, and they're going to go over what's called a client interview, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sounds good, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I understand now.
Okay. Understand now, is the 91-1133 Ahona Street in Eva Beach, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
No, ma'am. My physical address now is different. I can give it to you. Just
okay, go ahead.
When you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just like to move it. Just give me a second. 91-1653 AUWAHA Street, Eva Beach. That's my physical address. And then the mailing address for the JBL is
PO. Oh, wait a second. Before I do that, give me the numbers again on the street. I hit a button and it erased. It was, what were the numbers again?
Okay. The number on the physical address is 91-1653 Awaha Street.
Got it. Okay. I don't know why that erased. I'm going to try to save it and see. So that's the physical address, but your mailing address is a P.O. box, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, what's the mailing address?
P.O. box 970397, Waipahu 96797.
Okay, so I have a question for you. We have to have Google send a PIN verification code to you, and it will be there in 5 to 10 business days, and it has to come in the physical mail, but Google will reject a P.O. box. So with that being said, if I send the Google PIN to the Oahu Street in Eva Beach, would it get to you, or would that not get to you?
Sorry, can you please repeat that now?
So I have to have Google send a PIN verification code in the mail so that they can solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So can I send it to the 911-653 Oahu Street? Will it get to you if I send it that way? It's coming through the mail.
Probably, ma'am, you can go to the P.O. box. Because if you put them like under my company name, then it will go to the P.O. box.
So that's going to be a problem because Google will reject a P.O. box. And the reason they do that, Jeff, is they will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a physical address. So that's why they send the PIN code, and then when you get it back to us, they'll trust you. They'll say, okay, this is a real business in the area, and we can publish them. So my question to you is there a different address you want me to use, or do you want me to try that that address and see if you can get the PIN code?
Yes, ma'am. Probably if you're going to put my name to, like, a Jefferson Luzon, probably I'll receive them on my physical address. But I'm not really sure yet because all the mailing for the JB, my company, goes to the client, goes to the P.O. box.
Okay.
And my P.O. box is here, so I don't have really, like, the client yet.
Okay. We'll send it to you. We'll send it to Jefferson Luzong, and then we'll do it at the Wow Street, and just keep your eye out for it in 5 to 10 days. If for some reason it doesn't get to you, then we can send another one. But I'm pretty sure that as long as we put your name on it, you'll get it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
excellent.
Correct.
Okay. So now I got the website approved for you. So when they call you, you can tell them if you want something special on it, like a logo or pictures or examples of services. Since you already have a Facebook and a Yelp, I'm going to tell them to pull some images off of that and put that up on your site also. And then in order to set this up for you, did you want to use a debit or a credit? What works best?
A credit.
Okay. And Jefferson, is that with a Z? That's the way Emerson said. J-E-F-F-E-R-Z-O-N?
S-O-N.
Okay. That's what I thought. I thought I've never seen it with a Z, but that's the way that it came to me, so let me fix it. Jefferson. Okay. And then L-U-Z-O-N-G.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And then for the credit card, I assume it's the P.O. box for the billing, or is it the physical address?
Since I moved, because I just moved like 3 months ago, I never updated my credit card yet.
Okay, so it's still the Oahu Street, right?
No, I came from Ahona Street, but the zip code is the same, yeah.
So what's the address that the credit card is under? I know you didn't change it yet, but I'm going to have to put the one that matches just so that it'll go through.
My previous address, yeah?
Yes.
Because I never changed yet. Yeah, my previous address is 911133 Ahona Street, Ever Beach.
Okay, and it's still, like you said, 96706?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, give me a second now.
And valid to 1027, and security code is 7556.
So you said valid through 1027, right?
27.
Okay, and then 7556. Okay. So what I will do right now, Jefferson, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JBL Landscaping Services, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Jefferson Luzong, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So that only means if you do anything else online, just make sure that you let us know so we make sure it will not conflict with our programming, okay?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 19th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And we are double booked for appointments for the remainder of today, but tomorrow I'm going to have my technician call you to do the client interview. So I think you're 3 hours behind us. We're in California. Is it 12:30 there right now?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
It's 12:30. Okay. So we could do it at 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., or 8 a.m. What would work best for you?
Like 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Okay. What I'm going to do, Jeff, is I'm going to block out an hour from 12 to 1 o'clock Hawaii time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 12:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour tomorrow, okay? And then I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, and I also got the website included for you. So I just want you to go in there and acknowledge that with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So just click on the link in that text. It will say, click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is click on that link, scroll all the way to the bottom, and put your name in, and click the little box that you're authorized on the account. Then that blue check mark will show. Once you confirm your signature, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
How to do the signature, ma'am? Just confirm signature?
Yeah, but you have to type your name in, Jefferson Luzong. You see where it says above the orange arrow where you have to type your name in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No space.
No, you put a space in. Do it exactly the way I have it. You see how I put Jefferson Luzong, but I didn't put a middle name or anything. I just put your first and last. So make sure that it matches. And then if it goes through, it will ask you for the username and password.
Okay, I have them now.
Okay, good. So that's your sign that it went through. And like I said, you don't have to worry about that right now. That will be provided for you at the client interview. Okay? And then you are all good to go. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. Have a very profitable year with the program, Jefferson. I know that you're absolutely going to love this. So I'll have my technician reach out to you tomorrow. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
Okay. One quick question then.
Yes.
How do I know that this is going to be like local Splash, the one who can call me, because I get plenty callers too, yeah?
Oh, so you're going to get, you know that login that it just asked you for a username and password? You're going to get what's called a client interview. So they are a client dashboard. So after your client interview, you'll get a dashboard, and you'll be able to see not only the new clients that you've received, but you'll also see if they came to you from Google or if they came to you through Facebook. You'll see which keywords they're typing in to find you and which parts of the island they're coming from. So if you like and you want to be certain, I can put a tracking number on there for you. That wouldn't cost you extra, but we could purchase a brand new 808 area code number, and when people call it, it would forward to your number. And sometimes people like to have a tracking number because then you can see exactly the calls that are coming as a result of this campaign, but also it might eliminate some spam callers. So if you think you want to have...
That's my problem right now on Yelp, because all my numbers stay on the internet, since I did the Yelp. So I guess any like scammers calling me.
Yes, that's why I brought that up to you, because a lot of those spam calls are computer generated. So what we do on our tracking numbers is we put a press one, press two greeting on it, where they would say, you know, thank you for calling JBL, and if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Either way, the calls would come to you. But the idea behind it is a lot of the spam calls are computer-generated. So those calls would drop off, and when you're connected, you have an actual person on the other line. So if, like I said, if you want me to put that on there, I can do it. Okay, so I'm going to indicate that tomorrow, that when they call you, they're going to include the tracking number. And then what I want you to do also is there's an app for the tracking number where you can reply to the calls through the app. Do you want them to help set you up on the app tomorrow too, or would you rather just look at the calls through the dashboard?
Yeah, I can, for the app number, I can do them tomorrow too.
Okay, perfect. So I'll have them walk you through the app as well when they call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad that you asked that. Yeah, that's going to be very helpful for you. So, yeah, I put that tracking number on there. So you're all good to go. So if you need me in the future, Jefferson, I'm at extension 777. My name is Tina. And then if you ever called in and you have just a general question or you wanted to make an update, you can call that same number that was texted to you and just hit option 1. And then anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Right, and thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. So I definitely enjoyed talking to you. Do you have any other questions at this time?
For now, I'm good now. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. And if you have anything else, we can cover it with you tomorrow when we call you for the client interview, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, brother.
Thank you. Bye.